Not B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. As you look around, what's on the to-do list? You can move it over to our list by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's episode, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses. I know in my area, you know, it's always the same. There's a big party, you know, maybe it's the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever. Everybody piles on the deck, and then boom, down it comes. So we're going to walk you through a five-step DIY checkup to make sure your deck is safe for your first summer blowout.
And also ahead, the warmer it gets, the more water we drink. And if you're concerned about water quality and taste, we're going to highlight a couple of easy steps that you can take to protect the water in your own home.
And the expert forecasters at Colorado State University are predicting 23 named storms this year. That is a huge uptick over past reports. If you want to add a roof to your home that can stand up to that kind of severe weather, it doesn't get any better than metal roof. We'll explain why in just a bit.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house and that maybe your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead, you guys, from advice to answers to hot new products. We are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY. Give us a call with your questions right now to 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974 or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Tracy in Florida is on the line and is taking the chance with some crown molding. Are you doing this yourself? What's going on?
So I wanted to install crown molding. Mm-hmm. I am not handy at all. I was looking into how to install it, and I saw that you could install the high-density styrofoam, like the poly, I forget what it's called, poly. Mm-hmm.
The foam trim, yes.
Yes, and it got good reviews, and it looks kind of like real, and it's easier to install. I just don't know if it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, crown molding, from a carpentry perspective, to put crown molding in is one of the most difficult carpentry jobs because you have to cut a compound miter to do that. And you also have to cope it, which means you kind of make one piece of the molding is sort of plain, and the second one has this compound miter. Then you have to handsaw part of the wood out of the way. It's very complicated for a do-it-yourselfer. And that's why these foam moldings have been such a boom to DIYers because, as you say, they're very easy to install. They make the system easy to cut, and all you need is caulk. You know, you pretty much use an adhesive caulk to hold it in place. You might put a couple of nails in just to sort of tack it while it dries. And as long as you wanted to do a painted crown molding, it really makes a lot of sense because it's indistinguishable from, you know, wood molding that you would paint, right? It's just foam molding, and you could paint right over that. So if you wanted wood molding where you saw the grain, then you'd have to do it with traditional wood crown molding. But if you just want a painted crown molding, yeah, the foam is definitely the way to go.
Oh, great. So that's something you feel a newbie like me
could probably handle. Yeah, just make sure you review. You're probably going to need a few basic tools, like a very simple miter box with a back saw attached to it so you can make nice, square, clean cuts. But that is not very expensive when you buy a very simple one, okay?
Okay.
And you know, the other thing, too, if you have any mistakes and there's a little gap here and there, just caulk the gap and then paint over the caulk. It'll hide all your sins.
Oh, great. That's what I need.
All right. Just use latex caulk and make sure you have a proper caulk trowel. You know what that is? Your fingers. You got five of them on each hand.
Okay. I got
smooth
that.
It in there. It'll look great. Okay. All right. Take care. Good luck with that project, Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Glenn, in Arkansas, you've got the money pit. What's going on? You're having some issues with the contractor?
Well, they're saying I've got some water in the crawl space there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't know who you'd check to see first as far as to make sure the grade's okay and things like that. Rather than just calling somebody in who likes to sell things to do something, I just wanted to see maybe what approach you take to it. Step one, step two, you know, things like that, or who you use.
I'm glad you reached out, Glenn, because there is a lot of folks that will try to sell you expensive solutions when you have water in a crawl space. How was the moisture discovered?
I had some guys under the house doing the termite inspection.
Okay. And is it like ponding water or is it just like damp?
Well, they say it's kind of standing water, but they really don't see it there at the end. And there is, of course, a place, a cutout there in the cinder blocks.
Right.
There's not any water out there would accumulate too much. So it might not be much of a problem, but I want the right people to inspect it rather than somebody wants to sell a moisture kind of treatment or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So here's what I would do. First of all, generally when you get water in a crawl space or in a basement, it's being caused by problems in the drainage. And you mentioned grading, and it's certainly one thing to check. But the more common reason that crawl spaces and basements flood is a problem with the gutters. If the gutters are clogged, if they don't have enough downspouts so they get overwhelmed, or if the downspouts are not extending, and this is really common, if the downspouts, most of the time they'll come out, you know, to like a splash block that's maybe a foot or two long. But if you have a water issue below grade, you want to put extensions on those so it goes out 4, 5, 6 feet, really moves the water away from the house. I find that if you just address the gutters first, that usually cures 90% of the problems. Grading, yeah, grading's going to settle, and in a perfect world, you're going to want to add soil and slope it away from those walls. You want to drop it about 6 inches over 4 feet. But if it was me, I would extend my gutters first and make sure that they're operating perfectly. If you go to moneypit.com, there's an article right on the homepage about how to fix a basement that leaks. In that article, all the advice there applies to a crawl space leak as well. Okay?
Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, is your backyard deck ready for your first big summer blowout? Well, maybe not. We're going to share how you can do an important DIY deck safety check when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Lux Rock, and Spreadstone countertop kits. Available online at DiceCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? I mean, your home has so many wonderful things that you can do with it. You just kind of have to tap into everything and then figure out where to start. Well, why not dive into The Money Pit podcast? You're going to get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Loretta from Delaware on the line who's got a question about hot water. What's going on? I hope you have some.
It's not that bad. It's just I'm not used to waiting so long for the water to get hot.
Is this a new situation, or have you always had to wait a long time for the water to get hot, Loretta?
It's a brand new house, and we have a new hot water system. I don't want to mention any names.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, it's not really the fault of the hot water system, because what this is a function of the distance between the water heater itself and your bathroom. The farther apart they are, the longer the water which has cooled in the pipes has to run to basically dump itself out and become hot. So the solution here is really twofold. One's really expensive, and the other one is not expensive. So I'm going to guess we're going to go with the not expensive solution. The expensive solution is you could put in another water heater closer to the bathroom, a tankless unit, but I don't think that's necessary. There is a plumbing part called a hot water recirculating system. And what a hot water recirculation system does is it recirculates some of that cold water back to the water heater through the existing piping system to be reheated at key periods during the day. So think of it in terms of like a timer. So you might set this to go on. Let's presume we're in a normal economy where you're maybe waking up at 5 or 6 in the morning to get ready to go to work. So you would have it come on then and then go off when you left for work and so on. So you could set this for the morning hours or the evening hours whenever you want to make sure you don't have to wait for hot water. And it will automatically circulate some of that cold water back to be heated. And in that case, you'll have rather instant hot water. Now, it's not something that you want on 24/7, because there's no point in keeping the water in that pipe hot all the time when you're not using it, like when you're sleeping or you're doing something else during the day. But in key periods where you don't want to have to wait for the water to make that long trip from the water heater to your bathroom, you can use this recirculating system with timers to basically do it for you. A brand name that we have a lot of respect for is Watts, W-A-T-T-S. I actually worked with Watts a long time ago when these products were first being developed and helped tell their story. But I think it's a good product. It's solidly built. You can find it online at like HomeDepot.com. Not expensive, about $200, and relatively simple plumbing project to install if you're a DIYer, or if not, a fairly short trip for a plumber to do. So I would take a look at the Watts hot water recirculating system with built-in timer. And as I said, you can look that up on HomeDepot.com or probably on Amazon as well.
Well, that sounds a lot better than my husband's idea, which is don't use the hot water.
That's a terrible idea.
Nice guy. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. He must be a lot of fun to hang out with.
All right. Well, I appreciate all your help.
All right. Yeah, good luck, Loretta. Well, every summer we hear about decks that collapse, causing serious injury or worse to partygoers, oblivious to the danger under their feet. Now, the cause is often the same. It's a deck that was not properly attached to the home. So before you guys host your next gathering, it's really important to inspect that deck for the most common hazards. So here's a list that's recommended by the North American Decking and Railing Association. These guys, to their credit, have been putting this out for years. And it's really important stuff.
Yeah, so first of all, you want to check for split or decaying wood. So now you've got to examine those various areas of your deck, including the ledger board, which really is a common source of deck failure. And that's the point where the deck attaches to your house, those support posts, the joists, the deck boards, the railings, and the stairs. Now you need to pay close attention to areas that get damp, you know, spots that are regularly exposed to water, or any areas that are in contact with fasteners. Now, you can use an ice pick or a screwdriver to kind of test that wood's integrity. If it easily punctures the wood like a quarter of an inch, or it breaks off without splinters, or maybe just feels soft and spongy, then you could have decay present. So you want to look out for small holes as well that could indicate insect activity. So you really got to be a detective here.
Yeah, and speaking of water intrusion, you got to inspect the flashing. The flashing directs water away from the critical areas where that deck meets the house, and that prevents moisture buildup and serious rot. So make sure the flashing is intact and it's properly installed, and replace any damaged sections so you don't get water between the deck and the house. It's going to rot out the deck boards, the ledger, and even the hardware holding it up.
Now, you also want to replace any fasteners that are rusted or show sign of corrosion, because that's going to encourage wood deterioration, so replace those to prevent it. And a stable deck shouldn't swag, it shouldn't sway, it shouldn't move during any of the testing. So if you have any movement there, that's a bigger problem.
Yeah. Now, next, let's take a look at those stairs. You got to make sure that the railings are stable, they're secure handrails, the risers and the stringers are all in good shape, they're not cracked, they're not checked. Make sure they're firmly attached and free of any rot. Clear the stairways also of any potential tripping hazards like planters or decor. And if you have small kids, add a back to the stairs. You don't want to have the step that actually can go right through. So most deck steps are like that, right? They're hollow. They don't have a riser. Add a riser to the back of the step so that you don't have a place where kids can slip through.
Smart. You also want to make sure that any railing or banisters are secure, especially if you've got an elevated deck. Now, those spindles, they should have less than 4 inches of space between those openings, and the railing should be able to support at least 300 pounds in any direction. Now, you want to repeat this inspection at least once a year and have any needed repairs completed promptly. If you want some more deck safety recommendations, you can visit the website for the North American Decking and Railing Association at www.nadra.org.
We're going to head out over to Illinois right now and talk to Richard. He's got a problem with a chimney. And, Richard, you say that you've had a damp spot for 50 years in this chimney? I guess we better get on this, huh?
Well, it doesn't make the wallpaper come off, nothing, the plaster doesn't loosen up or anything
okay.
like that. It's just damp.
All right, so how can I help?
This is the upstairs bedroom where the chimney is right next to our bed.
Okay.
And we've put two or three different kinds of chimney liners in it, and we've done the whole chimney, and still doesn't solve the problem.
Okay, let me ask you about your chimney. First of all, you have an old house. I see it's 108 years old. I presume this is a brick chimney. Is it coming up through the middle of the house or on the end wall of the house?
Pretty much the middle. Mm-hmm.
Middle, okay. Have you checked the flashing around the chimney where the chimney goes through the roof? Has anyone looked at that for you?
Yeah, we've replaced it, and we've redone the whole thing up there. Where it comes
okay.
through the attic and then goes out of the roof.
When it comes through the attic, does it get damp up there?
Not noticeable.
Do you have a cap on this chimney? Is the liner opened basically to the atmosphere?
Yes, it's got a cap.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cap on it, okay. And lastly, have you ever sealed the brick? Have you ever used a masonry sealer on the brick, like a silicone sealer?
I know what you're talking about, and we've never seen any reason to do that. The brick is all in okay. good shape.
The reason that you seal brick is to slow down the absorption. Brick and concrete and mortar are very hygroscopic in that they will absorb a lot of water and just keep going. It's like sticking a dry sponge in a pail of water. It just soaks up the water until there's no room left. And that's what brick does, especially when periods of heavy rain. It sounds to me like that brick is probably very damp because it's getting saturated and it's pulling itself downward in towards the house. It also sounds like it's not been a terrible problem for you since it's been going on for a long time. But the next thing I would do is I would definitely apply a masonry sealer to that. Now, when you look for sealers, you want to look for one that says these words on it, vapor permeable. So what that means is the moisture can vent out if it gets in. It can basically dry out. The sealer won't hold moisture inside the chimney. It will allow it to vent and evaporate out. If it doesn't say vapor permeable, especially in a climate like Illinois, when it gets really cold, if the brick's very wet and moist, it's going to expand and crack. We don't want that to happen. So you're going to want to use a silicone sealer and one that says vapor permeable. And I would lather that all over that chimney and see if that happens to slow down this moisture problem. I think that's the best next step. You know, changing the liners is not really going to do anything because that's a different problem, but adding a sealer to the outside of the brick chimney may, okay?
Okay.
Good luck with that project, Richard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Kay from South Carolina is on the line joining us and needs some help renovating an older home. Tell us about it.
We have a property that in the neighborhood, it's going through a regentrification. The home hasn't been lived in over 7 years, and I'm trying to troubleshoot what will it take to get that house back up and running.
Okay.
What steps do I need to check? To take to start to evaluate where my costs are going to be.
So you say nobody's in it now. Have the utilities been on, or has it been completely vacant with no utilities?
Completely vacant, no utilities.
There's a number of things that you want to do with a house at this stage. The first thing I might consider doing to kind of give you a good overall sense as to what it's going to take is to hire a professional home inspector to do an inspection of that home and explain that you're trying to identify what kinds of work it's going to need so that you could either remodel it yourself or sell it or whatever your intentions are for this
place. Can you
place.
Do that at this point, Tom, with none of the utilities on?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's going to be challenging because part of the issue is going to be, you know, utilities are off. Do we know if it was all the pipes were properly drained before that happened, or we're going to have big surprises when the water is turned back on or the gas is turned back on? So, yes, the inspector is not going to be able to tell you everything, but considering that this house has been vacant for so long, I think you might be able to get a good sense as to where you're going in terms of next steps and identify what the biggest projects are. And then, you know, once you kind of know where you're going with that, you could consider hiring an architect to help you plan the renovation. If it needs a lot of work, I would recommend that because an architect can look big picture and make sure that, you know, whatever you're going to do to that is going to be consistent with whatever budget you want to put out for it. And then also, of course, you need to have a sense as to what the value is so you can make that cost analysis in terms of whether it's worthy of putting in whatever, however number of dollars, you know, you have to put in there to kind of fix this place up. But just to kind of get you started, since you don't really have a baseline here, I think it'll be well worth $300 or $400 to hire a professional home inspector. I would recommend that you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That is homeinspector.org is their website. And those guys, if they're certified members of ASHI, is the acronym, the American Society of Home Inspectors, that's going to be sort of the cream of the crop, the better inspectors in your area. You can enter a zip code and get presented with a list of inspectors, and you can call and speak with them and find one that you feel like you can connect with that can address this issue. But then you'll have a much better idea of what you're getting involved with here. You won't know it all, but I think you'll be much farther along.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, we're going to have tips for clean, safe drinking water right at home when the Money Pit continues.
888 Money Pit.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got John in Maryland on the line who's dealing with a smoke smell at home. What's going on?
My tenant has been in the house for a number of years now. I did ask her, please, please smoke outside.
And she didn't listen.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I didn't say that, but I should have. When you light a cigarette and smoke a cigarette, the smoke, it's like having a small campfire.
Yeah.
It is. And it's funny you mention that because actually getting rid of this smell is much the same as what you would do if the house was in a fire. Right, Leslie?
You know, John, that smoke smell and even the discoloration just saturates everything, basically anything and everything that's a soft good or a wall. So a couple of things that you have to do. For the walls, you kind of have to wash them first before you can go ahead and paint. And you can get something called TSP, which is trisodium phosphate. And what you would do is you mix it according to the manufacturer's directions, and then you wash the walls with it. And that's going to give you a good prep. You still have to then prime with an oil-based primer because that's going to lock in the odor and any discoloration. And then you can go ahead and put a latex top coat on it. But you also have to think about flooring. If you've got carpeting, wall-to-wall carpeting, you want to pull that up. If there's padding under there, that's got to come up too. Steam cleaning alone isn't going to do it. And then if you can, replace that carpet or refinish the wood floors. You know, you got to see what's going on under there. Draperies, those need to be steam cleaned, dry cleaned, however you clean them, you got to clean those. Any upholstery, you should have that cleaned as well, because anything that's soft like that just absorbs those odors. And truly, you could leave it outside for the rest of its life. It's not going to air out. You've got to clean things.
Yeah, and I would extend this to say that not only the walls, but the ceilings. And if you do take up, I don't know if you have carpet, but if you take up carpet and you're looking down at subfloor, not as opposed to like a hardwood floor that you're going to refinish, you also need to put primer on that floor because that floor will soak up the smoke odor as well. So it's the same thing that you would do if the house was ever, God forbid, in a fire. Smoke Restorer guys would clean it thoroughly, and then they would put primer on everything to seal in what they can't get to. And that's really the best you can do. All right, John, I hope that helps you out.
Well, across the nation, reports of water quality issues are becoming more and more common. So we've got some tips to help you maintain the quality of the water in your home.
That's right. According to the Water Quality Association, a lot of this comes down to cleanliness, maintenance, and basically common sense. First up, if you've got a filter to remove contaminants, maintain it according to the manufacturer's specifications. I can't tell you how many times in the years I spent as a home inspector that I found those filters were probably never changed, or certainly never changed beyond the first maybe year it was in there. And that's only going to make the water gross. Those filters are overdue for cleaning. Replacing them may no longer remove contaminants and might even become contaminated themselves. Now, the same goes for your water softener. Salt-based systems need to be maintained according to the manufacturer's specs, and salt levels need to be checked at least once a month.
Now, next, you can have the best water treatment in the world, but if you put clean water into a dirty container, it might no longer be safe to drink. So it's super important that you clean water containers regularly. Just mix a few drops of dish detergent into clean water and pour it into the storage container. Agitate that liquid and scrub the inside with a non-abrasive scrub brush or a clean dish rag, and then rinse that container thoroughly.
And this way, everybody in the house is going to enjoy some great tasting water with every glass. So just make sure you maintain those systems, and that is exactly what you'll get, great water.
Heading over to Rhode Island with Linda, who wants to build a patio. Tell us about your project.
What I would like to do, actually, is make it a combination of a patio so I could use it during the summer and also use it as a carport during the winter. And I was wondering, as far as a base, what would be the best? I have a form, and he used that. And he made all the patio blocks.
Oh, so he basically made his own paver stones, it sounds like, by pouring them inside this form.
Right, but okay. I was afraid if I poured cement into the form,
how do you get it out?
How do I get it out?
Okay, let me back up for a second. So when you say carport, you intend then for this patio to have a roof on it, is that correct?
Yes, I would like it to.
Okay.
Where I could still have the sides all open,
mm-hmm.
but be able, because I have a collectible car that I wanted to put in.
Okay, and what kind of car is it?
It's a 1966 Ford LTD.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of cool. All right, well, let's see what we can do to help you out. So first of all, aside from, you know, these forms and this and that, we really need to talk about how you're going to do this base. Now, if you do concrete, that's the most permanent and durable surface. I would recommend, since you're planning on parking the car there, of doing a slab there that is at least 6 inches thick, or maybe 4 to 6 inches thick. Nothing any thinner than that, and make it a reinforced slab. And it's not a DIY project if you've not poured concrete before. It's not a hard project, but you have to properly prepare the surface. And then what will happen is a mason will sort of dig out the top layer of dirt. They'll put stone in. They'll tamp it down, pack it really well. They'll form the outside perimeter and then pour the concrete and finish it. That's going to be a solid, permanent surface. If you were to do something that was like paver bricks, or even if you did these sections, and by the way, there's forms available to do just that now, if your grandfather's old form doesn't work. But the problem with that is you've got to, again, prepare the base in the same way. It's got to be solidly tamped. It's more work than the concrete to do. And the problem is you may get some weeds and stuff that grow through it over time. And if you don't do a good job preparing it, it's going to get all uneven and look wobbly and look terrible in just a few short years. So getting that slab right or getting that base right is really the most important part of this. Now, once you do that, then, you know, in terms of the carport roof, you could attach the roof to the side of the house. You're going to need columns. They'll have to be properly secured to the base of the concrete. You're going to need sway bracing so it doesn't sway back and forth from side to side. You know, there's a fair amount of work. It sounds simple, but this is a big project. And if you don't get it right, I'll tell you, I have a neighbor here near where we live, and her husband, who was a great guy, built a real solid carport next to their garage, and it came down the last storm. You know, you got to get it right. It was open on the sides, and it was just time for it to go, according to Mother Nature. So I encourage you to get a really good solid base. Concrete is best. And you can finish the concrete, by the way. You don't have to look at just concrete. You know, there's a company called Deich Coatings that have some beautiful finishes, including terrazzo, that you can cover that concrete surface with. So it could look great as a patio, but you got to get it right. If it's not solid, you're not going to be happy.
I think I need someone that's in that type of business. I think it's beyond my DIY.
Yeah, I think you do.
I really appreciate it because I probably would have started and had a major disaster with us. So.
Well, you can download the Angie app and find a contractor using Angie. It works really well, and you can sort through contractors that are in your area, read reviews from other folks that have had projects done with them, and maybe use that as a start to identify the best contractor for this project that you're tackling in Rhode Island. Okay?
Oh, thank you ever so much for all your help. You certainly have solved my problem.
Good luck with that project.
Coming up on the Money Pit, if you want to add a roof to your home that can stand up to severe weather, it doesn't get any better than a metal roof. We'll explain why when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings
rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, guys, what are you working on? Do you have some projects that you're thinking about tackling, but maybe you feel timid about the skill set or you don't know what to do? Well, let's get you ready to renovate like a pro. Listen to the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Heading down south to Florida, where Michael needs some help with a pool deck that's cracking up. What's going on?
We just bought this house last fall, and around the pool, it has four or five cracks. I mean, it's not terrible, but they do show through the existing topical coat that they have on that concrete. Now, I want to grind this off, but what can I put in those cracks that will not show when I resurface it?
So Quikrete makes a product just for that, and it's simply called Crack Seal. And it's a blended sort of latex emulsion. It's designed to flow in and then solidify into those cracks. And you are allowed there then after that to finish on top of it with whatever your choice is. So that's a pretty common problem around pool decks. But I would just encourage you to fill those cracks with the right material. A lot of times people will try to fill those cracks with mortar, but then it just cracks again and falls out. So you want to use a product that's specifically designed for this. And I would look into the Quikrete Concrete Crack Seal because that's exactly what it does.
That's perfect. I do appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Well, the expert forecasters at Colorado State University are predicting 23 named storms this year. That's a big uptick over past reports. Now, if you want to add a roof to your home that can stand up to severe weather, it doesn't get any better than a metal roof.
That's right. And a properly installed quality metal roof is practically impervious to a wide range of extreme climate conditions. Modern residential metal roofs are not going to warp, they're not going to crack, rot, they're not going to rust. They can last up to 50 years with very little maintenance required.
Now, roof damage is one of the most expensive costs homeowners face after an extreme windstorm hits their area. Those high winds typically bring heavy rains, which then expose homes with compromised roofs to water damage, and that's why a metal roof really is such a smart choice. Now, metal roofing can withstand gusts of winds up to 140 miles an hour.
In fact, recent post-hurricane inspections found that metal roofs fared far better than those roofs covered by asphalt shingles. But a good metal roof is really as much about the material as it is the installation. So you want to choose quality, water-resistant underlayment, and make sure your installer follows local building codes. Hurricane clips and interlocking systems also offer extra insurance against those extreme winds and those monster storms.
Now, if you want a great source for information, the Metal Roofing Alliance is the leading homeowner source. They've got tools and resources about today's metal roofs, and you can learn a lot from there. So take that first step and download MRA's buyer guide at www.metalroofing.com. Judy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Hi, I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way? I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
So there's a variety of products out there that can do that. And these cleaners essentially saturate the mold or the moss or the mildew, and then they break down the fibers, and then rain essentially washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to, you know, do it once and it'll be done, but it will get clean. So there's products like Spray and Forget or Wet and Forget. There's Concrobium. There's Zinsser has one. And, you know, all of those products are basically a mildicide that are designed to kill that material. I used them on a roof of a shed last year that was literally totally covered with moss. And I just happened to notice this past weekend, as we were out doing some work in the yard, that I could see all the shingles again as if it never existed. So it just basically melted it all away. So that's the way to do that. You can pressure wash some of that off, but if you do it, you just have to use a gentle pressure washer so that you don't destroy the surfaces underneath. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up on the Money Pit, we are going to help Deborah, who's got a dog that keeps scratching out the doors. I mean, maybe he wants to get out and stay out. Who knows? Let's find out and give her a hand.
Live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you guys take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We're into the care and feeding of your Money Pit here. We're here to help you spend less and get more out of those projects. So reach out to us with your questions.
Deborah wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I have a dog whom I cannot keep from jumping and scratching the inside of my front and back door. They've been refinished twice, and she continues to damage them. I would like to either refinish them again or replace them, but cannot think of a clever, practical, or decorative way to protect the door. What do you suggest?
So here's a question, Les. Do you think spraying the door down with WD-40 is one of the 1,001 uses it's famous for?
I don't know. I worry because the paws. And then they lift the paw.
I'm only kidding.
I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, the plastic thing that you would put on like you see them at the vet's office. It's like a plastic protector. It screws onto the door.
Right, plexiglass. I'm thinking the same thing. Either plexiglass or Lexan, which is a tougher version of plexiglass.
Same, yeah.
Is probably the only thing I can think of, unless we can find a smart dog trainer here to break that habit. But I think you've got to put something over the door to protect it. There's nothing else that's going to keep those nails from scratching that finish. You know, there's no finish that's going to be so tough that the dog won't eventually damage it. So, Deborah, what I would do is I would measure the door, and I would have some plexiglass cut, and pre-drilled, by the way, because you don't want to have to do this yourself, to fit over the bottom of the door, you know, up to as high as the dog likes to jump. And then you can attach to the door. At some point, the dog ceases to have this habit. You could always fill those holes and paint the door in by using Bondo or a putty like that. But for now, definitely have just got to cover and protect that door.
Yeah, definitely. And then hopefully we can, you know, break pup of this habit. All right, next up, Clayton wrote in saying, we recently moved into a new house built on a slab in 2018, and the exhaust piping for the dryer leads outside right beside the heat pump. One of my first projects in the house was cleaning the condenser coil, which was completely covered in lint. How can I avoid this? Ooh, this seems just like poor planning.
Yeah, it does. It's very frustrating, too, because he's on a slab, so they don't have a lot of places they can run these ducts. So your challenge in here is to either reroute the duct on the inside or reroute it on the outside, which is what he's done, but it, you know, it doesn't look very good because he basically has the duct going along the brick wall. You know, about, I'd say, 6 feet from the compressor just to get that dust moving the other way around. You know, the other thing that you could do here is you could put a lint trap on the inside where, but behind the dryer into that duct line there, and that'll help capture some of the lint so it won't be as bad. But I worry about that because, first of all, it slows down the drying process so your dryer runs longer to get closed dryer. And secondly, you absolutely positively have to be, like, religious about cleaning that thing. I mean, it's got to happen pretty much every day, because if you let that lint build up, then you can get serious. You know, lint fires are a pretty serious thing, and it can happen. So you want to make sure if you use a lint trap that it's clean regularly.
Yeah, and Clayton, you were really smart to go out there and see what was going on with the condenser coil. Sadly, it's the lint. So now think about it. If all the lint's there, think about what's in that dryer vent. So it's super important to clean those dryer vents annually because it's super flammable and it's a big hazard.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, hope you're having an amazing spring day. You're enjoying the sunshine and the warmth and the projects you can get done. What's on your to-do list? If you've got something that comes up, you don't know where to start, or you've already started and you got stuck, or you just need some tips on how to change directions on the work you're doing, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
US LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this beautiful spring weekend, and how can we help? You need some help planning a project or solving a problem? You got a decor dilemma, you got a repair challenge, or maybe you want to take on an outdoor living project because summer is almost here. And when it comes, we want to spend a lot of time out there enjoying our outdoor spaces. So if you've got questions, now's your chance. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT because our to-do list happens to be empty right now. We're waiting for you guys to fill it up. The number here is 1-888-666-3974. That's 888-MONEYPIT. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, a kitchen can feel like Grand Central Station, can it? When the food's being prepped, electronics being charged, car keys getting dropped, countertops bear the brunt of all of that wear and tear, we thought now might be a good time to talk about tips on the most durable and easiest to maintain countertops. And we'll do that in just a bit.
And if you have a second story deck, you might feel like the space underneath is a no man's land. It's usually damp, muddy, and layered with moss or mildew. Well, with a little creativity and the addition of an underdeck drainage system, the area beneath the deck can be used for almost anything. We're going to explain how.
And is your driveway ready for a do-over? You know, asphalt always takes a beating from Mother Nature. We're going to share some tips. Now you can restore your driveway no matter how worn it is.
But first, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and tackle all of your to-dos with confidence. I mean, come on, guys. We're already in May. You've got Memorial Day weekend coming up. You have guests coming over. You want your house to look good? Give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Pauline in Washington is on the line with a wood decking question. How can we help you?
3 years ago, I treated it and put a stain on it, and it's gone back to the same worn look that it had when I first started working on it. And so I wanted to find out what to do to make it presentable all year round where it doesn't go back to a worn state.
What kind of wood is the deck?
It's not treated wood, so it's just wood. And it is covered. It's a covered deck, so it doesn't get a lot of rain. The rain doesn't really hit it, but it gets a lot of footwork and dog prints and dust. And
what you're going to want to do is apply a solid color stain and prime it first. So the primer is going to be oil-based, and the stain can be water-based. But the primer is going to make sure it sticks really well. And then I would use solid color because there's more pigment in it. And if you do that, use a good quality product, you'll probably have a surface that will last you probably 5 to 7 years before you have to do it again.
Oh, okay. Because I used a transparent stain the first time.
Yeah, well, that's why. You see, transparent stain has no pigment in it. So if it's got no pigment in it, you know, you're just looking at the natural color of the wood.
Yeah.
And unless it has a really good UV inhibitor, that's just going to wash out pretty quickly. So you have to use something with pigment. You know, you could also try semi-transparent if you don't want to go solid color. But you've got to have something with pigment in if you want it to last and have a consistent, attractive finish, okay?
Okay, so after I put it on, is there something I can treat or put over top of it so it wears well?
It's not designed for that. It's designed to be the wear layer. So you don't need to put anything on top of it, okay?
Wish me luck.
All right, good luck, Pauline. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, heading up north to Canada, where Dave in Ontario needs help with a garage door. What can we do for you?
I've got the old wooden garage door, and over top of it's the wooden framework. And the paint was all bulging, so we kind of tapped at it. It looks like the whole thing's dry rotted. So I'm not sure if I'm opening a whole Pandora's box and I'm not going to be able to have to tear the whole garage down. But it looks like I've got to replace the header in it. Now, it's a cement block garage, so I don't know how involved this is going to be.
So it's just a header over the garage door. Was there a leak above it?
The roof was done a year and a half ago, so it's a detached garage. So if it was leaking, I'm not real sure whether it was long term.
But it's definitely not leaking now.
No, everything's dry in there now.
And is the roof rafters resting on that header?
Yes. Yeah, it's a four-sided, so I guess they call that a cottage.
What you're probably going to have to do is you're probably going to have to build a temporary wall to hold up the roof rafters while you disassemble the header. And you do that right inside the garage door. You basically build kind of a fake wall right up to the underside of those rafters to support them between the garage floor and the underside of the rafters while you do the disassembly and replacement of the header. Then once it's all put back together, then you can disassemble that temporary wall, and then the weight will be transferred back onto the new header. So that's the process.
Would I be jacking that up, taking a little bit of pressure off of it?
I wouldn't jack it up, but just make it snug. It probably won't move at all.
Okay, so this is something I could probably handle myself, or should I be getting a contractor in?
Well, if you're pretty experienced, yes, but it's also the kind of thing that you might need to have a pro help you with if you've not done it every day, because you don't want to mess this up. If you get something wrong, then you could cause some structural problems that are going to be, pretty concerning.
Yep, very good. That gets me pointed in the right direction.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this beautiful May weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, does your kitchen countertop, do they look like they just need a redo? Well, we're going to share some tips on the most durable and the easiest way to maintain your countertops after this. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
One minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, are you guys ready to renovate like a pro? Tune in to the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you'll gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and start renovating like a pro.
Ginny in Missouri has a question about a skylight. How can we help you today, Ginny?
We have turned our garage into a living room, and consequently we have windows only on the south side where the door was. We have a nice large living room, but it's been very dark on the north side. So I found a wonderful deal on a tubular skylight, and I bought it. But because it's our living room and we have our television in there and such, now I'm concerned about putting it in because is it going to interfere with what's being able to watch the television in the daytime? And no one seems to have information about this.
Are you saying because of the fact that it'll be so bright over the TV, possibly that it would sort of wash it out? Is that what your concern is?
Right. It won't be directly over the television. It'll be in the middle of the north part. But we're just concerned because of reflections and things like that.
Yeah, but Tom, the sun tunnels generally, depending on the way they're installed, direct the light straight down, correct?
They have diffusers. So the lens part of it that's at the end, it's kind of more like having a ceiling light fixture when you're done. So I don't think it's going to be an issue. I've never heard of that as a complaint, Ginny.
Oh,
so
okay.
I would tell you to do it. I think those are great. Those are great products. And by the way, for those folks that are not familiar with this, so what a sun tunnel is like Ginny said, a tubular skylight. So imagine instead of having to cut a hole in your roof and then build a light shaft, you can cut like a round hole in your roof. You can drop this tube down through it. And basically, it snakes down between the roof and the ceiling, kind of like, think of it as a dryer exhaust duct. It's like flexible like that, but it's wide. It's like 12 to 14 inches wide. And the inside of the tube is polished like a mirror. So it takes a lot of light and directs it down that tube to that light diffuser, which is at the ceiling level. So I think it's a great option, and I think it's a good use in this particular space.
Well, I really thank you, because it was very difficult to find information.
Good luck, Ginny. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, kitchen counters serve as work surface for family life. It's where you prep your food, you eat your meals, you may even be paying bills or helping with homework in that same space. And that's why choosing material for your countertops that can stand up is really important. So here are a few things to consider, starting off
with tops made from natural stone.
Yeah, natural stone is probably one of the most popular options. The look of natural stone adds richness and depth to a space, and it makes it a great choice for kitchens and baths. Now, granite and quartz have become the gold standard lately, but they're both beautiful, and they can also be very costly. Now, a small bathroom can provide you the opportunity for that luxe look on a makeover with a budget.
Now, solid surface countertops are also a good option. They look great. They offer more design flexibility since they can be custom made to fit your needs. Now, I use solid surface, and I did need to custom make mine, Leslie, because in my old house, my kitchen corner was off by an inch on 8 feet. It was out of square. So that was even more than you can caulk, you know. So we had to make them to fit that space. Composite material is available in many colors and textural blends, and solid surface countertops can also be part of a green kitchen or bath solution.
And for the DIYers out there, ceramic tile has the most size, color, shape, texture, and pattern options. And it's durable and stain resistant, it's easy to install, and it's affordable. But that grout needs to be sealed to prevent staining. And then there's butcher block, which is a beautiful and natural option, but that's going to need a ton of care, especially to prevent absorption of any E. coli bacteria. So you got to take good care of it to stay safe.
Now, lastly, a solution I've used now a couple of times is a stone coating. So you can get stone coatings. They're made by Deich, D-A-I-C-H, DeichCoatings.com, that look like granite or marble, and they can go over a wide variety of surfaces. So if you have a worn-out solid surface material, or even if you have old types of formica, it goes over that. You can even build a countertop from scratch and put it on top of that. And when you're done, I'm telling you, it looks just like the real stone, and it's super durable as well. So lots of options in durability when it comes to kitchen countertops. Pick the one that's going to work best for you and enjoy it.
Scott in Illinois is on the line with a driveway question. Tell us what you're working on.
We have a house that's 13 years old, and our driveway is finished in aggregate at the surface, which is a little rough. The problem is it's now starting to crumble, and I wonder what's the best alternative to try to repair that.
So when you say aggregate, is it like a stone surface?
Yes, it's a little rough, right.
Yeah, so it's hard to maintain. Is the driveway sloped? Is it pitched? Is that why it has a rough surface?
Yeah, it's only a mild slope. It's about 3 degrees.
Well, it's hard to repair a surface like that because it is so rough right now. You know, is this the kind of thing that you might think about replacing?
Yes.
Problem with driveway construction is that even though we all think driveways are as tough as roads, they are often not, and they're often very thin, and therefore they have short lifespans. And so if this is starting to crumble now and it's not that old, I think it's just going to continue to deteriorate, and you might be looking at a replacement rather than a repair.
Probably maybe better to do it in cement rather than put up aggregate.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a really tough surface. Just think about, since it's pitched, you want to make sure, and you're in Illinois, you want to make sure that you've got some surface on there that will give you some traction, so you don't want to make it too smooth.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Good luck, Scott.
Lucy in Kansas needs some help cleaning some lawn furniture. How can we help you?
We left our lawn furniture out of doors all winter long, and it is covered with a film of just grime accumulated from the weather. We have a combination. Some of it is plastic. Some of it is metal furniture, and there's some fiberglass. What can we use on that?
All right, well, everything is going to kind of be a different approach. Now, for the fiberglass, you know, you can really just use a basic cleanser with a mild abrasive brush, and you just want to brush on some cleanser, clean it up like soapy water. That should do the trick. You can even use dry erasers on them to see what it is on there. For the wood, you're going to want to also use like a soapy cleanser with some water. You want to gently use a pressure washer if you need to, but you also want to make sure that once that's all done, that depending on what the wood is it painted, is it stained, is it natural, you might have to reapply whatever that finish is.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, I love it when home improvement is a family affair. We've got Edwin and his kids on the line calling from New York. What's going on?
It's an old post and beam house built in 1875. I'm going through it. The wife wants an open concept, so, you know, took out the beam and put in an LVO because it did have a wall underneath it.
Okay.
And so my question is on aesthetic. Structurally, I mean, I've always built and I'm good structurally, but I was wondering about what is a good height for the windows. I know that it can't be higher than 3 feet. And then I think I can slide under some of the egress under like a grandfather to keep them lower. But I don't know what's desirable, I guess.
Are you putting windows in that are larger than what you had originally? Or are you creating new windows? Where are these going?
There are
going
to be new windows in the existing openings, and I'm going to just get them made from modern materials, but copy the ones that were there. They were huge, beautiful windows as it was.
So you're using the existing opening. I mean, I would tend to say you probably don't want to change that. That's definitely going to change the dynamic. It's hard for me to give you a certain number, a certain height off the floor, because I haven't seen your house, and I think aesthetics definitely is going to play into this. I will say I hear some young voices behind you that if you've got kids, you've got to be concerned about them falling out of windows and making sure you have appropriate openable windows. Okay. Well, still, you know, you make sure you have window guards.
Yeah, on the second floor, I'm moving them up for safety. First floor, I'm like, you can't really get hurt.
Yeah, and the windows, you know, that are available today in the replacement window market are fantastic in terms of their efficiency. You know, there's a lot of great brands out there that are doing this. I would just make sure that the windows you choose are Energy Star rated, and be mindful of the fact that on the window itself, there's going to be a sticker that's called the NFRC label. It stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council, and it will tell you the specifications of the glass. By looking at that sticker, you can compare it against other windows and know which window is really efficient compared to another. Because sometimes, you know, all of the salesmanship of the window companies will make it hard to discern what's the best and most efficient window. But if you follow the stats on the NFRC label, you will be good to go.
Yeah, and I know even if you want to put big windows in, even if you get higher efficiency, there's still like a hole in the wall. I mean, the highest R value you can get out of them is like between a 7 and 10, and that's going triple panes, fiberglass, the whole nine.
Which may or may not make sense given your location. You are up in northern New York, so it does get pretty cold up there, so you might want to think about triple pane, but of course that adds to the cost.
Like doubles the price of a window.
Yep.
And I run an insulation company for a living, so I've done my research on the windows.
All right, so yeah, no, you know exactly what you're up against, and you know how to make sure that all the cavities around that window are properly sealed. Edwin, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project. It sounds exciting.
It is. It is. Thank you.
Marion, Massachusetts is on the line with a ridge vent question. How can we help you today?
You know, my house is 70 years old, and time it needed to be reshingled. So the roofer explained now they use a ridge vent, and they open the center of the roof. And it was agreed, and I was happy with the shingles. But I do not like that ridge vent when I'm attic. It's like having an open window. Is there a way I can close that?
No, that is doing exactly what it's intended to do and exactly what it has to do, Mary. You know, we all grew up with homes that were grossly underventilated, but if your attic is ventilated perfectly, it should be the same temperature as the outside. It is not a conditioned space. It is unconditioned. So the heat is trapped at the floor level where you have insulation, but the ridge vent is designed to let air out of the attic where it's most likely to exit. So, for example, if your house is ventilated perfectly, the wind is going to blow over the roof. It's going to depressurize the ridge and pull air out of the attic from that space. It pulls out moisture in the wintertime. It pulls out heat in the summertime. And the other half of that are soffit vents at the overhang. These work together to properly ventilate a roof. So you've just never experienced a properly ventilated attic, but that is exactly what ridge vents are supposed to do, and I would not change them, because if you do, you're going to have a number of issues to crop up. Number one, you'll have moisture that will build up in the attic, and what that will do is make the insulation far less effective. If you add just 2% moisture to fiberglass insulation, it loses about a third of its resistance to heat loss. Secondly, in the summertime, you have excessive heat, which will make cooling the house that much more expensive. So I wouldn't do a thing.
Hmm. Okay, I was curious. I'm not thrilled with it, but I guess I have to live with it.
Nope. Get used to it. It's doing its job, Mary, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you have a second-story deck, you might find the space underneath just be damp and muddy and messy. Well, we're going to explain how you can convert this area to usable outdoor living space with an underdeck drainage system next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up,
fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've got a second story deck, you might feel like that space underneath is no man's land. It's usually damp, it's muddy, and it has layers of moss and mildew growing in there. Well, with a little creativity and the addition of an underdeck drainage system, that area beneath a deck can be used for almost anything.
With us to talk about deck drainage systems and how they work is Dave Kyle. Dave is the CEO of IBP, a company that manufactures and markets some of the decking industry's most successful waterproofing innovations, including Trex Rain Escape. Dave Kyle, welcome to the Money Pit.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
You know, Dave, I spent many years as a home inspector, and invariably, whenever I saw those spaces, I think no man's land is a good description. People use it for storage and that sort of stuff, but it's so damp and wet, it's just hard to make it a pleasant hangout space. But if you've got a deck drainage system, you've got new opportunities for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We found that a lot of consumers, you can imagine sitting under a deck without a drainage system. Typically, there's cobwebs, water-stained joists. Doesn't look very nice and clean or finished. And with the Trex Rainscape product, because you're putting the product in before the decking goes down, it waterproofs it underneath and allows you to finish off the underneath side with really whatever you want.
Now, that's a key difference between a lot of the decking drainage products that are out there, because many of them go in after the fact, and that makes it doubly difficult to get a waterproof installation, it would seem.
Yeah, we see it a ton of times where the people will try to undermount a drainage system to the underneath side. And one of the big differences that Trex Rainscape has is when we put our system in, we're actually going to staple it to the top of the joist. And then if you can imagine water's passing down through the deck boards, before it ever comes in contact with the joist, the water's captured, and then it'll be drained away in a gutter system. So now you can put the system in and, you know, you're assured that the actual joist structure will not come in contact with water. And with trying to mount one from the underneath side, the difficulty is that water will pass through and saturate that joist structure. And the water will run out just like the product should it should do. But one of the issues that you'll run into is now you trap moisture in between the decking and the drainage system, which would allow and create areas for rot and deterioration and shortening the life of the deck.
And truly, once you've redirected all of that water and that moisture, do you really have a truly dry area underneath that you can control the aesthetic and not just sort of succumb to the shade and the yuck that usually grows under there?
Yeah. In fact, I would say probably 90% of all the systems that are installed with the Trex Rainscape product, consumers can really open it up to whatever they want to do. We have people that do outdoor kitchens, seating areas, bars, lounges. The consumers actually go out and put TVs outside now, so they can sit down there and really use it as living space.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is a roof when you're done, right? I mean, it keeps all that water and dirt and debris away from you, so you're not impacted when it starts to rain. I've even seen some photos of your product where folks are using ceilings under the deck. Well, you know, what a concept, right? An outdoor deck, but beautiful.
I mean, my goodness. I mean, it becomes like a whole outdoor room. It's such a difference.
Yeah, and we encourage consumers to match the house so that it looks like the deck itself was built with the house, and you can put up a ceiling that matches your siding on the home and paint it the same color so it really blends in. It looks like part of the house instead of a poor addition.
We're talking about Trex Rainscape. It's a system that's easy and efficient to install. I understand you need very few tools to do this, so it doesn't really add a lot of complication to the deck install, it would seem.
the tools required on the to install the system are a staple gun, utility knife, and a caulking gun. So it's very few SKUs, so there are very few parts to make the system work, and very easy. And we've got some great instructions that show you how to put the system in so that it works, and then you have that living space below the deck.
Well, I think the bottom line here is it opens up a lot of possibilities and gets rid of some of the areas that have been unpleasant in the past designs where you just collect that moisture. And now you've got truly, as you say, Leslie, finished living space to do with whatever you wish. The product is called Trex Rain Escape. Their website is just that, TrexRainEscape.com. You can also call for more information by dialing 1-877-348-1385. That's 877-348-1385. Dave Kyle from Trex Rainscape, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Coming up, is your driveway ready for a redo? Well, we're going to walk you through how to give that worn driveway a second life when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit podcast, with my tips for home improvement projects this spring. Reinvigorate areas beneath decks and balconies by protecting them from water and rain with Trex Rain Escape. Use newfound space for outdoor living or additional storage. Add battery backup to your home with Briggs & Stratton, the trusted brand in power generation. The new Simplify system is easy to install and 25% cheaper than competitors. Get earlier warnings and fewer nuisance alarms with the precision detection line of smoke and combination smoke and carbon monoxide alarms from First Alert. Sealed battery systems last a full 10 years. Fix anything and everything inside your toilet tank in one package with the Everything Toilet Tank Repair Kit from Fluidmaster. Stop flushing money down the drain. And finally, save hundreds of dollars a year with the Wi-Fi-enabled Performance Platinum Hybrid Electric Heat Pump Water Heater from Rheem. It's eligible for energy credits in most states. For details on these products and more, visit MoneyPit.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune in to the Money Pit podcast where you're going to get expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you're going to gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Mary in Alaska's on the line and needs some help with a water supply. What's going on, Mary?
I have hot water heaters downstairs, and I'm considering going to a tankless.
What kind of fuel do you have in your house, Mary? Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
Okay. So you can't really go with an electric tankless water heater because the tankless water heater technology is really designed for gas water heaters. What you can do is switch to something called a heat pump water heater. Now, a heat pump is a high-efficiency electric water heater, so it will save you some money. It's also typically will qualify for various different types of energy rebates, but it's going to be more expensive than your traditional just tank electric heater, because with electric water heater, you know, it's running 24/7. It's pretty expensive. With a heat pump, it basically is kind of uses the refrigeration concept that you use with heat pump air conditioners to try to provide some of the warmth of the hot water. So it is less expensive to operate. So I think it really comes down to, you know, how much you want to spend for the unit, how long you're going to be in your house, because it's not like you pack the thing up when you leave. You know what I mean? And if you want to keep the electric water heater, you can do so. What I would suggest you do is add a timer to it. There's a device, not too expensive. It's a heavy-duty timer designed for a 240-volt appliance. And you basically would set the water heater to come on, you know, like maybe around dinner time, stay on through evening showers and bathing, and then come on again in the morning for morning showers and then go off again. The water will still remain warm throughout the day, but instead of it running 24/7, maybe you only have it run 8 or 10 hours, and that will save you some money too. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I was just trying to get rid of the tanks of water. I always
I hear you.
I had one bust on me one time and flood my basement, and I don't want that to ever happen again, and I was really hoping I could get rid of all that water sitting down there in one place.
Well, I'll tell you what. Chances are that if you have experienced a busted water tank that flooded, it's never going to happen again because it's just not that common, and you would have the most awful luck in the world for it to have happened to you twice. Okay. If you have Wi-Fi in your house, there's lots of smart home products that are out there, including some that are leak detectors that basically get mounted on the basement floor. And if you ever get a flood again, it'll at least alert you. And maybe you can send a neighbor over or somebody to check the house.
Yeah. I know they have shut-off valves and all that kind of stuff now, too. But I just wanted to get rid of all of it.
Well,
but no electric tankless yet.
No, they have them, but they're really expensive. They don't give you any energy savings. Do you have propane that you use for anything?
No. Yeah. We heat with fuel oil.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that the best thing for you to do is to either put a timer on your standard water heater or get a heat pump water heater. Either way, I think that's probably the best option. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, asphalt driveways take a beating from Mother Nature, sun, moisture, and certainly this past winter's freeze-thaw cycles, and all of that weather combines to cause cracks and then deteriorate that asphalt binder that really holds that driveway together. Now, if it seems your driveway is ready for a replacement, you've got some options.
Yeah, first of all, you need to understand what you're buying. Aside from driveway sealing, which is when a very thin coat of asphalt sealer is applied, there are really three ways to redo a driveway. First, a pro can add a layer to what you already have, or if the old driveway is in really bad shape, they can completely tear it out and start from scratch. But if the driveway is just worn but doesn't have big potholes or cracks, a top coat could be an option.
Yeah, for a driveway replacement, however, the most important things that you need to consider is preparation of the base. Now, once that old asphalt is removed, a new gravel base, typically 6 inches, is going to be installed, and then it's rolled, like a big 3,000-pound roller is going to smooth that all out until it's almost as solid as a finished road. And if this part is done well, you can expect your new driveway to look like the day it was put down for many, many years.
Now, lastly, here's something that people don't really realize. It's important to choose the right type of asphalt. Some asphalt has more stone in it than others. Now, if you use an asphalt that's too sandy, the driveway will not be as strong, and you could have problems in as little as 2 years. If you see that your driveway is sagging under your car tires where you always park, that could be the problem. But if you put one down that has more aggregate, it will last at least 10 years or more. Sandy asphalt also might have a smoother appearance, but it just doesn't last. So always make sure you're mixing in gravel when you're choosing the type of driveway that you want to have.
All right, now we're heading to Texas. We're going to chat with David about a French door. What's going on?
Yes, I want to remove my sliding glass door on my patio. It's about 30 years old, and I want to put in a French door. And my concern is is water leakage getting in? Because sometimes my back patio will flood a little bit, and I want to make sure I seal the bottom of the door correctly and the top. And I wasn't sure how to do that.
When you see your patio floods, does it flood where it gets above the sill of the existing sliding glass door?
It does sometimes. We've got a cement slab out there that's about 4 inches down below the sill, but sometimes I have a deck built around that slab, so sometimes if it rains real hard, the water will fill up in that on top of the slab there before it drains off, and sometimes it'll get up to the door.
All right, well, the problem is that no matter how you install that door, old or new, the connection between the door sill and the house wall is not designed to stop a flood of the such you describe. I mean, you're basically talking about, you know, what would happen in a shower pan situation, right, where the water would come up and fill up the pan. It's not designed for that. So you could put all sorts of sealants under that door. It's still going to leak through eventually. You might be better off concentrating on that drainage problem while you're doing this work. And if you can't get to the slab, if you can't remove the slab and repitch it or put a new one that slopes away, the least that you should do is maybe cut out the section near the house and install a drain there. You can use a type of drain that basically will sit just below the grade. It will soak up the water and then pitch it so it drains away from there.
Okay.
There's a drain called Easy Drain that has the drain pipe and like a foam aggregate around it all in one, which makes it a lot easier to put in than a traditional French drain. But you got to control that water problem, and this is the time to do it, because no matter how you try to seal that new French door, that beautiful door, which is going to be expensive against your floor or your slab, whatever it's sitting on, it's not going to hold back water that's flooded above the level of the door. It's just not designed for that.
Okay.
It's designed to keep rain out, you know, if it's flashed properly, but not a flood.
Okay, great. That really helps. It eases my mind anyway.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to add air conditioning to your home just in time for summer, but you're wondering what size you really need? Well, going too big can waste energy, and going too small just isn't going to handle the heat. So we're going to share some tips on how you can pick the perfect size next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done this spring. Summer's around the corner. What's on your to-do list? Move it over to ours by calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Anita in Illinois reached out to Team Money Pit and writes, I'm going to have to install a new central air conditioning system this year. How do I know what size to get for my 1,800-square-foot single-story home?
So the simple answer is 3 tons. How do I know that? Because 600 square feet per ton is the standard norm for an air conditioning system. However, there's a lot of other factors that I did not include in that estimate, and that should be figured out by an HVAC tech before you settle on that size. For example, which is the house space? How much glass do you have on the south and west sides of the home? How much insulation do you have on the house? All of those answers go into what's called a heat loss analysis, and that is what will tell you exactly what size the AC needs to be. And it's important not to guess. If you go too small, you're going to have not enough cooling power. People tend to always want to go too big, but if you go too big, here's what happens. The air conditioning system does not run long enough to dehumidify the house, and you get that cold, clammy kind of feeling. It kind of cycles on and off quickly. So not good, plus that wastes a lot of energy. So the answer is, make sure you do a heat loss analysis, and if a contractor comes and doesn't do that, doesn't want to do that, you're not talking to the right contractor.
All right, Danielle from New Jersey wrote in, I refinished my wood kitchen table years ago. Recently, I sanded and refinished it again, but put on about 4 coats of an oil-based polyurethane and allowed a day of drying in between each coat. Now it sticks if anything warm sits on it.
Oh,
coffee cups, plates, everything. How can I fix this?
Yeah, unfortunately, you need to go back to the beginning and sand off all of that finish, strip it all down the original wood. Here's why. Because you didn't leave enough time for that urethane to dry, and it's never going to dry at this point. You have sealed in uncured polyurethane, and that's why it's all gummy and disgusting. So I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but you got to strip it all off and start from scratch. Even though the label says it'll dry in 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours, don't believe it.
Yeah.
It sometimes takes weeks for that urethane to fully cure.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate that you have to go all the way back. But the good news is now you're kind of a pro at it.
Well, 3 R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are the key to a green lifestyle. Leslie has tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, this truly is about repurposing, and this really is a great trick of the trade to just turn unusual items that maybe you have around the house into functional and good-looking side tables. You know those glazed garden stools? I feel like everybody's picked one of those up at, like, one of those discount stores at some point just because they're fun colors and they look good, and then you get them home and you're like, do I put this outside? Do I keep it inside? Well, whatever. They look great as a little side table. Or even if you've got some space in the bathroom, you can put one next to the toilet with like a candle or a little orchid or something. Just really fun and really pretty. It's just a great way to go ahead and use that as a little side table. You can also think about rain drums, vintage wire baskets, old suitcases. You know, a stack of them are really fun as a side table. And even musical instruments work amazingly well because, you know, you kind of stand it on end and then put a glass thing on top. You know, there's ways to build the table and then have the instrument look like it's holding it all up. Send me pictures. I'll help you sort it out. But it's really a great way to get a functional side table but also have something that's super unique and totally you. So don't be afraid to go a little wild and try something out with something you already have laying around. It's going to save you money, and you're going to be so glad you did.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, as we move closer to summer, water saving becomes more and more important. But rather than rely on your kids and family to use less water, new fixtures can actually do that water saving for you. It's a simple plumbing project. We'll tell you how to find faucets, toilets, showers, and sprinklers, and more that can do that job without wasting water on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.